Welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky, here with you on a wonderfully bluesy Tuesday. We usually bring you the best in secondhand sports journalism with sports, news, jazz, blues, got some numbers, news, and nonsense. Today, we have a very special treat for you. In the studio is none other than Big Red, Mr. Kalen Huddleston. Say what's up, Big Red.
Hey, how you doing?
So, we are going to be talking baseball throughout the duration of the show. Keep tuned right here. You're listening to Radio Free Palmer, 89.5 FM.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. So sweet, there ain't no curves like hers in them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry.
Welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I'm Tim Rocky, and I'm in here in the studio, beautiful, wonderful Palmer, Alaska, with Mr. Kalen Huddleston. Kalen has played baseball for many moons. He's actually played baseball for me more than once. Played for me back when he was a little younger. So, Kalen, describe to me kind of your upbringing on the diamond. Who'd you learn to play from? Who'd you learn to play with? Where did it all start?
It pretty much started when I could pretty much walk. My grandma had a ball in my hand since I can't even remember. And then I grew up playing with kids like Keegan Larson, Brady Schultz, Alistair McKechnie, and coaches. I've pretty much had Rob Larson and David Combs, Alan Schultz, and a bunch of other people.
So as far as coming up in the game, what was it for you? Is it just something else to do in the summer? Was it your whole life, or was it something that you begged your parents not to make you do in the summers, you know, keep you out of the house? What does baseball mean for you in your youth?
I just really loved the game from an early age. I always wanted to play. I loved watching it. So it wasn't really just something I loved doing in the summer. I just wanted to do it a lot more.
So growing up in Palmer Little League, what was that like? You described some of the people you played with, some of the people you played for. Where did you originally play? What kind of player were you to begin with? And then how have you progressed as you've gotten, you know, a little farther along in your baseball career?
Well, at first I would like just play in the outfield and all that. And then once I got higher into the bigger leagues, I would get more chances. And I would pitch good a lot, and then I would get more chances. And I played for Kevin Schultz and Coach Dixon, and they helped me try and get better and help me with the pitcher I am today.
So fast forward a year or two, Kalen played for me last year as a junior varsity baseball player. I had a couple of questionable calls where I sent him home, and you know, Kalen's a great baseball player. I love his attitude. I love that he loves the game just as much as I do, but I shouldn't always be sending him home on relays when they're coming home every time. We'll get past that though. So this summer, the Pioneers hosted a baseball camp for youths from 8 to 16, and Kalen was there to help out. And Coach Hud, as they called him, Coach Hud, is an example when it comes to throwing mechanics, and so he helped with a lot of those drills. Talk to me about that camp. What did you learn from the kids? What kind of impression did you get, the kind of time that they were having? What was that camp for you this summer?
Well, I just love showing younger ages the sport that I love to play, and it just showed me how kids are really wanting to learn the game and how fun it could be if you're just teaching.
What do you think was your favorite moment of that camp? You know, we had a day that was full of rain. It was cold. It was kind of miserable, but there were a lot of interesting moments in that camp. What do you think was your favorite part?
My favorite part was the last day when we played soft toss baseball, and then we did a bat flip contest.
Kalen did not win that bat flip contest, but it was not for lack of trying. So talk to me about when you're not on the diamond. Do you follow baseball? Do you talk to people that you play the game with? Is it part of your life when you're not in a uniform?
Yeah, usually in August, I sometimes would go to California and watch the Dodgers play with my family. And I like to hang out with my teammates in the off season sometimes.
So who's your favorite professional baseball team?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
And who would be your favorite professional baseball player?
Definitely Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, so you're a homer, huh? You just like the good guy that's for your team. Okay. Let's go throwback. What kind of throwback players can you give me? Who would be one of your favorite players who's not in this generation?
I'd have to say like Randy Johnson.
That's a good one.
I can't think of any on the top of my head right now.
Need to get educated on those that came before you. So when you're watching professional baseball, who do you think you model your game after? Who's in the pros right now? Is there any you know, any pro ball players right now that when you come up through the majors, they're gonna say, "Man, that Kalen Huddleston, he looks like a young me."
I try to be like Kenley Jensen, the closer for the Dodgers. I mean, I throw the same type of pitches he does. He doesn't really have a curveball like me. Pretty much just throw a fastball, a cutter, and a change.
So Kalen actually is – Kalen's got a lot of heart, especially when he's out there on the mound. It is real tough if you are a pitcher to be able to succeed with two pitches. But Kalen hits locations – Kalen watches runners very well, and Kalen throws a fastball and a changeup. I hope the other teams aren't listening right now, but if you've seen Kalen pitch, you've seen that he doesn't throw any breaking pitches, and it's really tough to keep batters off balance when you're only throwing straight pitches, but he does a good job of that. All right, we're going to kick it to some music real quick, and we're going to be back with more baseball with me, Tim Rocky, and Big Red here on Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round.
She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand him. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
Welcome back to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I'm Tim Rocky here with Big Red, Talen Huddleston. One of the better names on the team, I would think so. But who other than you has got one of the better nicknames on the team?
I would have to say Lane. I don't know, actually.
We got a couple good ones. You know, there's Ketchup, there's Alley Cat. We got Alisada. There's a handful of good ones. We can get back to that. So last year you weren't able to play for me, but this year, what's it been like to be part of the Legion program?
I think it's been pretty good. I've been just getting better every day, and it's a great experience.
So what did you expect? I mean, I think the first time you got into action was... I threw you kind of into the fire. I think we were down a bunch against Diamond in the first game we played. And what was that like coming into Legion Baseball against the Anchorage team, against one of the most potent lineups in the state? And I'm being like, hey, Kalen, go pitch. They're really, really good. Don't give up any dingers.
It was definitely challenging because it's like a much higher level than I was used to. Even though I did let up some runs, but it was a great challenge and it was a good experience.
So, bit of live news to break for you real quick. Palmer Pioneers, James Nelson, an outfielder, and Colton Ketchum, an infielder, both got honorable mention for the Team of Excellence for American Legion. So, congrats to James and Colton, two of our leading hitters on the team. So, what would you describe your role as on the team throughout the season?
My role, I would think, is when we were struggling out on the mound, I just try and get us out of the situation and try and make it better so we can get out there and get more runs.
So, yeah, Kalen does a great job as a relief pitcher. It's tough at this level to be called upon and say, hey, you're not the starter, but the starter's done and you're coming into the mound, and it is your time to now go out there and throw the baseball. You need to throw strikes and you need to get outs. And Kalen does a great job of that. He's been probably my number one reliever all year. My middle relief guy, my closing guy, this game is not going the way I thought it would kind of guy. What do you hope to improve on you know, this year you've done great with location. I think your velocity is up, and you're doing a pretty good job holding runners on. What do you hope to work on maybe in the off season and coming into next high school season, which will be your senior season, right?
Correct.
So what do you hope to improve on? What do you hope to add to the big red game?
I just want to try and get more, like, breaking pitches in and try and get my velocity up higher.
So what would you describe the kind of attitude, the atmosphere of the Palmer Pioneers? As you came onto the team and became one of the heart and souls of this team, especially as a guy mostly on the bench, and then getting loose and coming in to warm up, but still being a part of the emotion that drives the Palmer Pioneers. What would you describe the attitude as for the Pioneers?
I think that we're just always clawing alive, no matter if we're down by a lot or if we're down by little, or even if we're above, we always try and claw our way up.
So how do you think, you know, season's not over yet. Have to give a little update. We lost today in the first round of the Matson tournament 15-2 to the Fairbanks 11 49ers. We had beat them twice on the year, but they did beat us up in Fairbanks. A little bit of an interesting turn of events in the game. The game before us, which was East versus Kodiak, they're scheduled to go 7 innings, but that one went 9. Went right up to the edge of the 2.5-hour time limit. They started an inning with 4 minutes left in the 2.5-hour time limit, and Kodiak got 3 across. It was a game-tying balk that happened in, I believe, the top of the 9th inning. Their pitcher went, I think, like 8 1/3. Absolutely ridiculous performance by their starting pitcher, mowing down those East hitters. And so we had warmed up on the field inside the track over there at Bartlett High School, where they're holding the Matson tournament, and I pulled them over right about the 6th inning and said, all right, get ready to go in. And then Bartlett ties it, and then Bartlett takes the lead, and we're standing there watching, waiting for this game to be over.
Kodiak,
sorry. They're the same colors. A lot of the same looking kids on the team. It's kind of hard to determine which is which. So we're at Bartlett watching Kodiak East, and we had maybe 5 minutes to warm up, and then we got out there and had to play defense. Kind of had a train wreck of a first inning. They bunted. They got help from some errors from our team, and then we really just couldn't come back. Colton Ketchum had an RBI, and James Nelson had an RBI in the game. Trace Severson started. I had Kalen come in and throw the middle innings, and then Skylar Hale came in to close off, and we play, in all likelihood, we play Bartlett tomorrow, unless they pull off the major upset and beat Ketchikan tonight, but we will see how that goes. So, unfortunately, we started off the Matson with a loss. We had high hopes for our ability to maybe get into a championship game in this tournament, and it's not out of the question. We could still come back and win 4 games in a row and be champions, but it's going to be a little tougher on the loser side of the bracket. So we are going to kick it to music one last time, and then we're going to come back with the final segment of the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene you're listening to here on Radio Free Palmer, 89.5 FM.
Trying to dance.
We're back here on the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I got Big Red on Big Cabbage. I've been waiting to say that all show. So as far as the growth of baseball in Palmer, I mean, you were a direct part in it as far as helping the camp. You've seen the excitement of the young kids. We've got one of the biggest little leagues in the state, and we're growing. And we've got a high school program that I think Dave Combs does a great job with, Dave Allen and Kevin Schultz. I really expect us to be improving because we've been getting the young players so much time in the Legion program. What do you think the future is for Palmer baseball?
For Palmer baseball, I think we have a pretty good future. We have a good group of fresh kids coming in. We have a lot of good freshmen that are now sophomores, and I'm pretty sure we will have a lot more talent.
So if you had a bajillion dollars and you could donate some of that to, I mean, I'd assume you might help baseball out a little bit. What do you think you would want for Palmer Little League, Palmer Pioneers, Palmer High School baseball, any baseball team? How would you help out the baseball team if you had just an unlimited bank account?
I would definitely put out a new field over there, and I would definitely get them some new gear if I could.
So what do you think, when you're all said and done, you know, Kalen's breaking it down in the studio right now. We've got Kendrick Beats in the background. We listened to a little bit of Brandy earlier, some Body Like a Back Road, some Dan Auerbach. You know, we're keeping it real. It's the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. It's what we do. So as far as what you hope the legacy of Palmer baseball to be in the future, where do you hope that goes?
I hope I can just keep going in life. I want to actually keep playing baseball at the college level. And when I have kids, I hope they love the game as much as I did and still do.
Apparently, I have done something right in trying to teach you the game of baseball. So, all right, hot button issue. Tim Tebow, he's a professional baseball player now. What do you think of him? Do you think he goes anywhere? Do you think he does anything? Or do you think he's just a publicity stunt?
I think he's just a stunt. He thinks he can just get on the field and anyone can play baseball. It's not like that.
I kind of tend to disagree with you. He's doing all right in pro ball. He's not the best yet, but I think there's some potential there. Not this year, maybe a year after that. We'll see. Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. Let's see how multifaceted you are. Tim Tebow played what sport before he played baseball?
Football. All
right. He knows something. So who do you see winning the Super Bowl this year?
I can see either the Raiders going or the Packers.
The Raiders? You think Beast Mode is going to have that much of an effect?
They might. They had a good season last year. It just ended short.
So who's your favorite football team? What kind of football do you like to watch?
My favorite team's the 49ers. I've loved them since, like, my dad has been watching. And I like watching, like, the hard-hitting football and all that and close games.
What about table tennis? Are you about table tennis?
I tried playing ping pong and Kodiak. I wasn't that good.
All kinds of sports. That's what they say they like in the dugout at Palmer Pioneers. All right. So any parting words for the show? Anything you want to let the listeners of Big Cabbage Radio, you want them to know? You want them to know that Big Red wants them to know. What do you want them to know?
That this is a good show and Rocky's one of the best coaches I've had. And yeah,
thank you, man. All right, so tell people what they're listening to right now.
You are listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on 89.5 FM Big Cabbage Radio.
Big Red on Big Cabbage.
Six, nine, shot. Oh! Shut it down.
Oh, no!
Let's go home.
It's a wrap, Doug.
Yeah, that is a